Verse 29, why is it that you ask my name? I think Victor Hamilton is right when he says what he's really saying is, don't you know who I am? Tell me your name. Don't you know? Haven't you figured this out? And he realized that he does know him. He did understand now. He says in verse 30, so Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life has been delivered. Peniel means the face of God. And see, in the darkness, God had revealed himself and concealed himself, lest, as he would say to Moses, if you see my face, you will die. No man can see my face. You know, we can today because God became a man. But in the face of Jesus Christ, we would see his glory full of grace and truth. But Jacob was amazed that he had been that near to God and he had lived. He admits, I should be dead, but by the grace of God, he's alive. But notice how he leaves. Here's the second part. The first is those who've really had God deal with their lives. They want to know them. And the second is you can tell who they are because they're limping. Because their life has been affected. There's a cross now in their lives. Verse 31, the sun rose upon them as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. R. Kent Hughes describes him as he departs. I think it's a picture of many a veteran Christian. Not what we thought it would look like when we started. It's not what we're going to look like at the end, but it is what we look like now. He stooped, bleeding, bruised in tattered clothes, dark with soil and sweat, dragging a leg and grimacing with every step. He's a wounded man who has the knowledge of God.